Luke chapter 23. There's a section, verses 44 through 56. I'm just going to read a few of those verses, but verse 44 says, "Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour." All the earth, of course, means the whole land, but the sixth hour, some may not recognize or remember, the sixth hour would come shortly before noon. And the ninth hour, shortly before 3 o'clock. And crucifixions rarely ended so quickly. The latter time, when Jesus dies, is close to the evening offering in the temple. Remember, it was what feast? It was Passover. Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God, had been declared clean, perfect. I find what? No fault in him. And he was being offered up at the same time as the Passover lamb in Israel. God does nothing by accident. Verse 45, "Then the sun was darkened, and the veil in the temple was torn in two." This massive curtain, torn in two from top to bottom. Some say it took about 300 priests to move this incredible curtain. It was so huge, so massive, and so thick. It was said that a horse could be attached to either side of that curtain, each pulling in opposite directions, and it could not tear the curtain. But God tore the curtain from top to bottom. Anybody in this room glad? Because God is saying, "I want you to come to me, and I'm coming to you in Jesus." He wants us with him. Verse 46. "And when Jesus," as Pastor Carl mentioned, "cried out with a," what kind of voice? "A loud voice," he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Jesus quotes here from Psalm 31, verse 5. There are a lot of verses being fulfilled in our Lord, isn't there? Aren't there? Psalm 31, verse 5, "But it's his own, coming straight from his heart. In the garden, the Son of God committed his life, his very breath, his very being to his Father, as has already been mentioned. In the Garden of Eden, he said, 'Not my will, but thy will.'" He had come to do the Father's mission, to bear the sin of a dark and dying world who simply did not know how to get to God. Sin and death reigned from Adam in another garden thousands of years earlier. Now sin would have its final moment as Jesus bore sin, your sin and mine. "I commit my spirit." What does that mean in the Greek? It's parathamai, and it means to place alongside, to present, to deposit into the waiting hands of a father. It's like you bring it to him, and he's saying, "I commit, I deposit into your hands my spirit." He places his very spirit into the palms of God's waiting hands. "I have done all you have sent me to do. Now into your hands, O Father, I commit my spirit." Church, he shows us how. Have you done that? Have you placed your entire life into the precious palms of a loving God? Jesus shows us how. "Into your hands, Lord, I commit my spirit. I open my life. Jesus, come live in me. Be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for everything you've done. And I commit my spirit into your hands." Listen to a few more verses as we come to a close of what we call Good Friday. "So when the centurion saw what happened, he glorified God, saying, 'Certainly, this was a righteous man.' And the whole crowd came together to that sight, seeing what had been done. They beat their breasts and returned. But all his acquaintances and the women who followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things. Now behold, there was a man named Joseph, a council member a good and just man. He had not consented to their decision, meaning the Sanhedrin's decision indeed. He was from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate, and he asked, in other scriptures, other gospels, it says, he begged for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen, and laid it in a tomb that was hewn out of the rock where no one had lain before. That day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew near. And the women who had come with him from Galilee followed after, and they observed the tomb, how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and fragrant oils, and they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. Let me say one more time. Jesus did this for you and for me. Have you given your life to the Christ, to Jesus, who went to Calvary for you and for me? But it doesn't end there. You see, death simply does not get the last word. God speaks life, and God speaks forgiveness, and God speaks hope, and God speaks resurrection. Hang on, church, Sunday's coming. Turn to each other and say, hang on, Sunday's coming. The death of the Lamb of God upon the cross of Calvary, which should have simply, very simply, been our death. But in love, he stepped up and said, I'll do it, Father. I'll take it for them. I'll bear their sins. I'll die in their place. But resurrection is coming. Aren't you glad resurrection is coming? And as Paul Harvey said decades ago, on Sunday, we'll learn the rest of the story. Pastor Dennis, would you come?